When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's Kevin Begley. Thursdays in The Feed, we talk about all things parenting, mom life, you know, all the different things that you go through as a parent. And we talked to our friend Callie from ButFirstCoffeeBlog.com. You can find her on Instagram and YouTube as well. And she's got such great ideas, when it comes to organizing. And one of the things I go through is our playroom with our kids. So I know you have some great tips on that, Callie.
Yeah, definitely. I think that the playroom is probably a struggle for all of us. And personally, in my home house, we don't even have a full playroom. We have like a little corner. So I have to be very organized and very practical. And I have, I think, the two biggest tips that I think keep my little play area the most organized and tidy. And the first one that I always preach is I essentially decant all of my kids' toys. So this means like any packaging or bins or boxes that the toys come in. Sometimes we think to keep it for storage, but I get rid of them and I put all the toys into cohesive bins. Personally, I like the everyday bins that you can get from the Container Store. You can use whatever. I just like these because they come in like all shapes and sizes. They have tops. They're clear so my kids can see what's in them. And then they stack for really easy storage. And the reason I like this is because the packaging that toys come in is usually like more of a hassle than it's worth. Like tops break. They don't store easily with each other because they're not the same size and shape. And half the time you can never fit the toys like back into the, like, I don't know what voodoo they do to like get the toy in the box in the first place, but you can't, let alone your kid can't get it back in there.
It's so true. They're always in an awkward shape. It's always, you know, the company that figures out to make the packaging like these stackable bins will be the smart company.
Yes, seriously. Somebody should get on that. And then the other thing I do that goes really well with this is I use toy rotation like religiously. And this essentially means that I only have maybe a quarter of my kids' toys out at once or even less than that. And the reason that I do this is I notice that kids get tired of things, right? So it's good to rotate new stuff in. And this is like another reason the matching containers is helpful because it's easy to like get the old stuff out. But I think sometimes we think like the more toys our kids have, the more likely they're going to be entertained for longer. But usually what happens is they tend to one, get overwhelmed, so they don't sit and play as long. And two, kids actually get toy fatigue. So like their favorite toy can look like a boring old sock if they have it all the time. So when you rotate toys out, I usually kind of wait until it seems like my kids are bored and then I'll rotate new stuff out. Like everything looks, it's like Christmas. It's like everything is new and exciting. And when you don't have all the toys out at once, it's obviously 1,000 times easier to keep the playroom organized and way easier to tidy at the end of the night.
And I think it's good, you know, kids do have good memories, but when it comes to stuff like this, I feel like they have short-term memories. So they're going to forget about whatever toy you put away anyway, you know?
Yeah, they totally will. And even if they remember it when you bring it out, they'll be like, oh my God, I haven't seen this in forever, you know, and so it's like even more exciting.
Yeah, it's like a big surprise. I love that. Those are great tips that seem so simple, but it's just things that people, you know, parents would never think of, you know?
Yeah.
All right, those are awesome. So I'm definitely going to implement those in our house. So thank you so much, Callie. And we're going to put this up on the website as well. And check out Callie on Instagram, YouTube, and ButFirstCoffeeBlog.com. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much.
All right, talk to you guys then.